Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zoop.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Please listen to our full podcast episodes as well, where we have unscripted, in-depth conversations about the Wolverines. On to the headlines. Hunter Dickinson couldn't make up his mind. Leave Michigan for the NBA or stay for his sophomore season? Both options had their benefits. Dickinson went back and forth. Swayed by his draft stock and the opportunity for the full collegiate experience, the reigning Big Ten Freshman of the Year and second-team All-American announced this week he was staying in school. After much vacillating, the 7'1" center said, quote, "The combination of where NBA teams had me slotted to get drafted and being able to experience a normal year at Michigan ultimately led to my decision to come back for another year." Michigan will welcome his 14.1 points and 7.4 rebounds per game, along with a 60% mark from the field. He said he wants to improve his right hand, his agility as a defender, and most importantly, his three-point shot. Doing those things, he said, will benefit him and Michigan. Don't expect similar drama next year in regards to his NBA decision. He wrote "one last ride" when announcing his return on social media and referenced coming back for one more year in interviews. Michigan can live with that and almost lost Dickinson after just one season.
Michigan's 2022 recruiting class continues to rapidly expand. The Wolverines added another commitment on Wednesday, this time from Tennessee three-star cornerback Miles Pollard. He shared his verbal pledge in a live announcement video. The 6'2", 185-pounder becomes the 15th commit in Michigan's 2022 class and the 8th since June 19th. He's the number 439 overall prospect and number 39 cornerback nationally per 24/7 Sports' composite rankings. Pollard, the former teammate of Michigan freshman linebacker Junior Colson, chose Michigan over other finalists Oklahoma and Auburn. He reportedly holds 40 offers. Pollard has long been a top target for the Wolverines. He took an official visit to Ann Arbor on June 11th and also took officials to Oklahoma and Auburn and unofficials to Florida and Tennessee.
The football game between Michigan and Washington that was called off last fall due to the COVID-19 pandemic is going to be made up after all, 7 years from now. Last Friday, the two schools announced that a mutual decision had been made to reschedule the game, and the teams will play again on September 9th, 2028 in Seattle. Last year's game was supposed to take place on September 5th and serve as a season opener for both teams, but the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences both reverted to league-only schedules in 2020 amid the pandemic. So far, it's the only known game on Michigan's 2028 schedule. However, this fall, Michigan and Washington are scheduled to play on September 11th in Ann Arbor, in what was scheduled to be the second game of a home-and-home series between the two schools. Washington stands to receive a $1 million payout for playing the game.
The offseason carousel has stopped spinning, and the Michigan men's basketball roster is now set for the 2020-21 season. Released this week, it features the jersey numbers, heights, and weights for the entire 17-man team, which is projected among the favorites for the national championship. No returning Wolverine changed numbers, and none got taller, but some did gain or lose weight from their listing at the start of last season. Some, Hunter Dickinson, Zeb Jackson, Adrian Nunez, gained between 5 and 10 pounds. Terrence Williams dropped 10 pounds. We learned the jersey numbers for the six-man freshman class, a group ranked first in the country, as well as transfer Devontae Jones. We'll have to wait until November to actually see them take the court. Read those stories and more on MLive.com/Wolverines.